Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The House Select Panel holds Planned Parenthood partner in contempt. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We'll talk about this on Faith and Freedom. The United States House Select Investigative Panel on Infant Lives approved a report recently recommending Stem Express, an Oregon procurement company, and its CEO, Kate Dyer, be held in contempt of Congress for failing to comply with lawfully issued subpoenas. Stem Express was under investigation by the House panel due to its financial and professional relationship with Planned Parenthood and other abortion businesses. As you remember, evidence released by the Center for Medical Progress last year indicated that Planned Parenthood illegally profited financially from the sale of aborted baby body parts to Stem Express and other organ procurement organizations. The House Resolution Report details a pattern of deception and stonewalling employed by Stem Express that was used to stall an investigation by the House panel. Now, this particular situation, as you remember, came to light in 2015. The Center for Medical Progress, headed by David DeLayden, and also Sandra Susan Merritt, those two individuals were working undercover to talk to Planned Parenthood high-level representatives around the country. More than one state. And they were asking them questions about baby part, body part procurement. And you remember the videos that were released one after another? The world was shocked when it was very clear that Planned Parenthood was engaging in discussions regarding the purchase of baby body parts. You remember how callous some of these individuals were as they were eating dinner and drinking their drinks, joking about what they were doing, knowing what they were doing, wanting to have large or expensive cars as part of their lifestyle. You remember some of these situations in which one of the individuals actually joked about one of the babies being identified as a boy. It's a boy, that individual said. Obviously, they were able to determine the sex of the babies that they were aborting. Planned Parenthood was caught red-handed on these videos. And as you remember also, Planned Parenthood was then being investigated by a state grand jury in Texas. And instead of charging Planned Parenthood, the state grand jury wrongfully charged David DeLayden and Sandra Susan Merritt with criminal activity. Now, we represented Sandra Merritt and got that case dismissed. And the case for David DeLayden was also dismissed. Those politically motivated charges are gone. But we also have Sandra Merritt that we're defending in San Francisco because Planned Parenthood, upset for the fact that they have lost federal funding, they said, due to these videos, filed a massive lawsuit against David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt in San Francisco, where that case is still continuing. In the continued fight against the sale of baby body parts, as we said, Liberty Counsel continues to represent Sandra Merritt. She was performing journalistic activities. She was subject to the criminal indictment and now the lawsuit by Planned Parenthood for exposing the truth through these undercover videos. As I said, the criminal indictment has been dismissed, but we still are facing this defense of her in a San Francisco federal court in this lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood. Liberty Counsel is continuing to represent her and will represent any others that are willing to stand for the truth. Liberty Counsel is continuing to represent her in this massive San Francisco case, so I encourage you to pray for Sandra Merritt because it could be a long, drawn-out case in a federal court in San Francisco. At the bottom of Planned Parenthood's lawsuit is not that there's any real wrongdoing. There's not. But they want to silence anyone who dares expose their illegal, barbaric activity. They claim that these videos are responsible for the loss of taxpayer funding for between $10 and $16 million, as well as other losses. But you know what? The fact is, the states and the federal government should never be funding Planned Parenthood in the beginning. During the George W. Bush era, in the term where he was president, there was also a Republican-led House and Senate. and yet Planned Parenthood was still part of the budget. We need to stop just talking about this. Our leaders need to take action. They need to defund Planned Parenthood at every level. We should not have 1 cent of our state or federal taxes go to an organization that is promoting and participating in human genocide. We should not have 1 penny go to an organization that is involved in procuring baby body parts for sale. If you remember the videos, some of these discussions on the video were that they wanted to not crush certain organs because if they got certain organs intact, then they were more valuable for sale to groups like STEM Express. They wanted to make sure that they actually tried to figure out what it is that they needed on a particular day. What was their order list like? What was STEM Express needing or others like them needing? They would look at some of the needs. It's almost like someone ordering inventory, and you open up the inventory list and you determine what is it that you needed to purchase for that day. Unbelievably, it seems as though that's what some of these Planned Parenthood people were doing. What kind of body parts? Do I need a part of a brain? Do I need a kidney? Do I need a liver? What other parts of the body would I need to fill these particular requirements, these requests by some of these entities like STEM Express that are procuring human organs? Then they would look at the kinds of babies that they would be aborting, the gestation of the babies that they would be aborting. And unfortunately, it even looks like some of these babies were selected against the mother's knowledge that their body parts were going to be harvested and sold for profit. These mothers would not know. They would not be informed that the babies that were being aborted, that perhaps their lungs, their brains, their livers, their kidneys, or other parts such as the heart would be harvested, would be shipped to some place across the country and sold as a human body part. They were never informed of this. Had they been informed of this, it would have undercut Planned Parenthood's idea that this is not a human being after all. Why would you be harvesting a heart, a lung, a brain if it's not really human? It would simply go against their narrative that this is just a blob of tissue. So there's no way that they informed these individuals. STEM Express was one of these entities that was revealed on these undercover videos. As a result, Congress began to investigate Planned Parenthood, and they began to investigate STEM Express, this organ procurement company, and its CEO, Kate Dyer. They issued subpoenas to get certain information, and this entity has the audacity to just simply refuse compliance. So now Congress has issued this resolution, this report, finding the STEM Express and Kate Dyer, the CEO, in contempt of Congress for failing to comply with lawfully issued subpoenas. Now, where does it go from here? Congress does not have the ability to prosecute. This is up to prosecutors to prosecute. Now, under the Obama administration, you know that the Federal Department of Justice will not prosecute these kinds of cases because they are so ideologically driven and blinded by abortion that they won't prosecute clear violations of the law. They'll prosecute those things that promote their radical ideological agenda, but they're not going to prosecute anyone who tries to procure baby body parts for sale. That's why it's so important that we have people in office, whether at the Department of Justice level or every other level, that understand their duty in the law, that understand the sanctity of human life, that understand and respect the rule of law. Otherwise, the rule of law just simply disintegrates. Continue to stand with us as we stand for life. Liberty Counsel is an international religious liberty, public interest law firm dedicated to advancing religious liberty, the sanctity of human life from conception through natural death, and the natural marriage and human biblical sexuality. We do this through litigation, through education, and through public policy. And we can only do this by your prayers and financial support with Liberty Counsel. So I encourage you to learn more about the ministry. Go to Liberty Counsel website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com, spelled C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycounsel.com. On that website, there's lots of different kinds of petitions, various kinds of emails. The Liberty Counsel Grassroots Action email, the Liberty Counsel Action or 501c4 email. Christians in Defense of Israel email, and Liberty Relief International, our international humanitarian relief organization dedicated to helping persecuted Christians around the world, particularly in the Middle East. All that and more, you can make your voice heard by going to libertycouncil.com. And on either website, you can financially contribute to the ministry of Liberty Council.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.